In the course of his long and brilliant career, playwright Tom Stoppard has never hesitated in dealing with complex issues, both political and philosophical. In the mid-1990s, he chose to tackle the issue of colonialism, particularly colonialism on the subcontinent, in a radio play that he later transformed into the stage play Indian Ink, which is currently playing at ACT's Geary Theater in a brilliantly realized production. As with Stoppard's earlier work, Arcadia, Indian Ink takes place over two time frames, the colonial era and the post-colonial present of the 1990s. An English professor is collating and annotating the letters of a deceased English poet named Flora Crewe, which she sent from India in 1930 to her sister in England. While at the same time, we see Flora arrive in India and develop a relationship with a young local artist. As with Arcadia, the two time frames mix and match with one another, characters sitting at the same table over 60 years apart, one set discussing the events the other set is playing out. It's a marvelous conceit and works as well here as it did in Arcadia. But where Arcadia is often brittle and intellectual, Indian Ink is both more romantic and more political, delving into forbidden love between two races, as well as the relationship of the British and their subjects on the subcontinent at a time when the push for independence was beginning to heat up. This is not the first time Indian Ink has been at ACT, though this is not the same show audiences saw in 1999. This past year, Carrie Perloff, artistic director of ACT and director of the production, and Stoppard himself, went back to the play, strengthened scenes, and worked on an ending they found more satisfying. It played the roundabout in New York last fall and is now in San Francisco. It's a gorgeous production, led by the luminous Brenda Meaney as Flora Crewe, with Fergus Bamji as the painter, ACT's Anthony Fusco as the modern professor, and several members coming from the Broadway cast. The show runs for nearly 3 hours with intermission, but there is something going on every step of the way, each event resonating through both time periods and having ramifications that are political, romantic, and often revelatory. Whatever was the case when Indian Ink first premiered over 20 years ago, the play as revised now stands as one of Stoppard's greatest works. One small caveat, the play is not mic'd, and for those with the most minor hearing issues, the assisted listening device is a must to capture all of the brilliant dialogue. For more information about Indian Ink, you can go to the website act-sf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.